Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
You have to kind of admit there's something wrong with you.
That's not...
Yeah, kind of. So what we want to do is we want to talk about superstitions, because it's Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to... If there's something you do or you believe that it's just kind of stupid. Like, in the end, like, we all know, like, I legitimately, I'm not lying. So let's say we're watching the Broncos play,
mm-hmm.
and they're playing terrible. Mm-hmm. And I've got a bunch of friends over and we're all sitting around. And then one of my friends will get up and go to the bathroom and somebody scores a touchdown. When they come back, you're like, nope. They don't get to come back in the room. Broncos are doing better when you were out of the room. Especially if they come back in and then like somebody fumbles or whatever. You're like, nope, go back. I've made somebody finish a game in the bathroom.
Really?
Yes. Because somehow the universe... Are you kidding? Like, so
That's where I'm a hypocrite, because I do believe in some superstitions, like knocking on wood. I do that. I don't understand why people knock on their heads, though.
If there's no wood around you, you just kind of pretend your head is
That's
wood.
Dumb. That doesn't count. It's oh, okay, because
the wood makes sense?
I don't know. But
you knock on this counter, it's not wood.
But the football thing doesn't either.
It does, though, because, like, here's the thing. It's also happened, like, here's another scenario. You're watching a football game. Broncos are kicking ass. Everybody's like, it's halftime. Ooh, we all like disperse. We're in the kitchen having some dips and some mozzarella sticks if TX there. Mm-hmm. Lots of pretzels, whatever. And everybody kind of goes back in the living room and sits down.
That's when I get to come out of the bathroom for the pretzels.
I leave pretzels in the bathroom in case you need to be in there.
You make me sit in there. The game hasn't even started yet. They're not doing bad because of me.
No, but like then everybody kind of sits back down and it starts, and like first play, you fumble. And you're like, what? And you look around, you're like, wait a minute, Tiak, you were sitting here. In
Stop.
The first half, you go back to same seats and then hope that
My
it gets
goodness.
Better. My mom, this is deeply rooted in me. My mom, we've been sitting watching a game at my parents' house, and like, their Broncos aren't playing well, which is just weird, because like if you attach superstitions to them, you're just screwed because they're just not always very good. But like middle of the game, my mom's like, oh, I don't have my earrings in. She has like these Bronco earrings, and she'll get up and go put them on, and then they get better.
Interesting. Wow.
You don't.
I don't.
I.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I used to have a lot when I played sports too, but they didn't really help anything. Especially like I would have to eat peanut butter toast and a yellow Gatorade before every game. I'd have to clean.
Wait, what? That specific thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a piece of peanut butter toast and a yellow Gatorade.
Okay,
the yellow ones were on sale, so that's how that.
Yes. Okay,
that's all
and
we had.
Who's closer to reality?
Well, I don't. That's where I get confused, because I don't know if I consider that a superstition or if it's just like routine.
No, but you believe in your heart of hearts if you don't. Like,
do you believe that the peanut butter toast was like helping you? Was it fueling you enough to make so many three-pointers?
Was there ever a game where you didn't do it and you didn't, like, you missed, like, four free throws that
Well,
game?
And that's the thing. If I really am honest, like, looking back, I played some of my best when we were just playing pickup and I just hadn't eaten anything that day. You know, it's like...
Yeah, but that doesn't count. In game time, did you ever forget it and then you're like, oh, my God. Like, Michael Jordan would lace up a brand new pair.
Every game.
And, like... Nike will lace him up for you, bro. Nike will lace him up, but he laced him up.
Is that a superstition, yes. Or is that yes. just he wants control of what?
Yeah, I don't know. See, and I would clean the bottoms of my shoes in the locker room before the game. I just had so many that it became just like, I'm just doing these routines. I don't even know why I'm doing them. I don't know if it's helping.
The idea.
I would have to put my Broncos earrings in.
We'll eat a pretzel in the bathroom. Okay, yeah. Here's what I'm saying. I think all superstitions, when you look at them, are kind of silly, where it's like, if a black cat walks in front of you, like, that's going to happen.
If it crosses your path. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
That's They're cute.
I know,
I want
but like,
one.
People believe in that one.
Yeah.
Most real superstitions are silly.
Yes.
But if you have one that you do that we might not have heard of, we want to hear the silliest of silly of your superstitions. 303-222-5423. Call that number. Text that number. Just give us your stories.
Someone said that walking on drain covers brings bad luck, but like, no, you just don't want to walk on those. I don't know of a single person that walks over them. Because you could fall through. Like, I'm just thinking
you're
that way.
You're not going to fall through.
You could.
But so what
it's
you're
not,
doing-
It's not a superstition, uh-huh. though.
Yes, it is. Do you believe you can step on a crack? No, you would. You don't like your mom.
What?
I'm
love
just kidding.
My mom.
I know you love your mom, but you don't
but
call her mom.
It's just-
Which is annoying.
When she hears me, I do. But no, I don't think that that's a
it's
thing.
It's a superstition.
That's just concrete.
Yeah, and the other thing's just a grate that's made there. So
but
you
could fall through.
Yeah, I wouldn't risk it.
You don't know if walk on a grate.
No, you don't know if
like
it's
in New York,
if it's secured
it's a big
in there.
Thing. You jump
or walk around it. Yeah. Why would you want to be on top of it? Is you're just taking unnecessary risk.
Oh my!
Just God. Stay on the sidewalk.
Will you walk under a ladder?
No.
Yes.
Nope. Mm-mm. I won't do any of them. I won't open the umbrella inside.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't you have a play where you had to do that?
There was one, yeah, a play, and there was a back door that I would go out and I would open.
Stop.
I would stick the umbrella out the back
so
door.
So it's okay that it's open inside, but the act of actually opening it is the bad.
I guess. I don't know.
I don't think it's okay to have it open inside.
I bombed every night too, so it didn't even help.
Yeah, no, it's just, I think having an open umbrella inside is bad. I think the superstition was you're bringing on the storm or something.
Interesting.
Yeah, there's something like that.
I've definitely, if Leo and I have split a pole, like a light post or like outside a Target or whatever, there's
I'll
those
give
big
you that. I don't
I'll
like
pull
that.
Him back. And it's like, I'll make him go back around. Or I will go back around so that we don't split
the pole. You have to be on the same side?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't split a pole.
Yeah, if you're walking with somebody.
Oh my God, you can if you say bread and butter back.
No.
Yeah, you can.
And then you can't
cheers
with water.
You're holding hands, you go bread and butter, and then you let go.
Oh, no. Bread and butter? No.
I think you say bread and butter, and then it's like better together or something. You say something when your hands come back together.
You just don't
You
can
split a pole.
No.
Circling back is dumb.
But he triple-dog-dared me, but I had my fingers crossed, and I now don't know what's going on.
You really do that. I believe you.
Yeah, it's weird. I've never heard it in my life until one time I was with some buddies and one guy freaked out because we split a pole. And ever since then, it's like, I just remember him saying, never split a pole. And it seemed like he had seen something. I should trust him.
He had been through some stuff.
Yeah.
What happens when you drive over railroad tracks?
Nothing.
I don't know, you got to go real fast.
Are you supposed to hold your breath?
You're supposed to lift your feet.
Oh.
Lift them?
Yeah.
Lift your feet. Like, as you go over the tracks, you lift your feet.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay. No, I'm hitting the gas.
I don't know. Yeah, you can. Like, you hit your gas, but as your tires are on it, kunk.
Yeah.
Your feet are in the air. You don't. Your feet aren't on on the car when you go over tracks. I also hold my breath in tunnels. I've never made it all the way through Eisenhower. I've gotten close. If you're doing like 100 in Eisenhower. And there's no traffic.
No.
You can almost make it. I've gotten to the light. I'm like, I can see the light. And I'm like, is that the light or is that?
Your feet are up and you're holding your breath. Who's driving this thing?
All right. If you have a silly superstition, we want to hear what yours is. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for people with weird, silly superstitions.
It's Friday the 13th.
I'm not superstitious, but I am a little stitious.
Was your son nervous at all? Because it's his birthday. And it's
My son was born on the 13th, and my father was born, rest in peace, Dad, on May 13th. So it happens every 6 to 7, depending on the years and stuff. They get a lot of Friday the 13th in their lives. So no, he doesn't seem to be too scared
affected.
About it.
Good.
Karen?
Yes.
Yay.
Silly superstition. What's yours?
Okay. Well, it's my mom's, but now I've incorporated it. You have to go out the same door you came in, or it's bad luck. Like in your house. Like if I go over to her house. Yes.
Oh, no. Yes. No, the reason I'm saying oh, no is...
You have so many doors in your house because it's so massive and it's just hard to go through the same one.
I tend to... When something makes a little sense to me, I tend to adopt it. And that makes sense to me.
Mm. Like you're closing a loop in a way. Like you've entered, you've enjoyed your stay... Go out. It feels
complete.
But
what if I'm only leaving for a set? Like if I come home and I drive in my garage door and come in through my garage door into my house, but then I need to like take trash out. Do I have to go out that way, or can I go out my front door and drop something in the front and like come back? Like,
I don't know if she does it herself. It's when you have a visitor. The visitor cannot.
Oh man,
do
people
that.
Do that at my house all the time.
Yeah.
Because like everybody knows to come in the side door, and then sometimes they're like, well, I just parked out front, and so they go out the front door.
So would your mom yell at people if they tried to...
What are you doing?
Smack them in the head. No, but she does tell them. She's like, you must go out the same door you came in.
I don't hate that.
So I thought it...
That also sounds weirdly cryptic, too.
Yes, you must. Or it's like, or else. Just go out the same door. Thank you, Karen. Jade? Jade?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we kind of can. What's your silly superstition?
So I was always told you have to hold your breath when driving past a graveyard or you're going to get haunted by the ghost.
That's right. I heard that one too.
It's it's sort of like the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
I got sort of. Broke of it here in Denver. Do you know what Fairmount Cemetery is, or Fairmont?
No.
It's by, sort of by where Lowry Air Force Base used to be. It's like...
Is that a really pretty one?
It's beautiful, and it feels like it's 6 miles long.
Yeah, it's super long.
And if there's lights, you're dead.
Toast.
You're going into the cemetery. Because I had that rule, and we used to have a rehearsal space right over by it, and I got stuck at a light. Seeing the black dots, and I was just like, I'm going to have to chance it.
I guess I'll be possessed.
Dude, that's a real one. Because most cemeteries are short enough, you can make it.
Aaron, you go to cemeteries. You like visit them. Do you?
Yeah.
But just when you're driving by, not when you're in it.
If it's your destination, you don't have to bring scuba gear in. But it's not a terrible idea. Thank you, Jade. Melissa.
Yay.
What's your silly superstition?
So my silly superstition is I can't have the volume on 13 on anything. Radio, car, earbuds, anything like that.
Because 13 is an unlucky number?
I don't know. So I heard it. I think it was on this show, listening to the radio. Someone had a superstition, and ever since then, I can't do it myself.
That's good.
So every time I go into a house, I have to...
But like, so that's the impact we're having on the community? We're giving them neurosis?
Yes!
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.
9.